Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. Musicians from Cuba, Brazil, the United States, Germany, Holland, and Ireland will participate in the 5th Mozart Havana Festival, which will celebrate 500 years of the Cuban capital and pay tribute to the city's historian Eusebio Leal, announced its general director, the pianist Ulises Hernandez. He informed that the inauguration on the 25th of October will be at the Alicia Alonso Grand Theater in Havana, with a novel Cuban version of Mozart's opera La Clemencia de Tito, under the musical direction of José Antonio Méndez and artistic Carlos Díaz. The Clemency of Tito is an opera in two acts with music by Mozart and libretto in Italian by Caterino Tommaso Mazzola, based on Pietro Metastasio. It is numbered KV-621. It was composed for the coronation of Leopold II of Austria as King of Bohemia. The schedule of the event will have a greater presence of works by Cuban composers this year and will be extended to the city of Matanzas. The Cathedral of Havana will host the final concert on November the 2nd, with the January Night Works by Carlos Fariñas, the Crowning Mass of Mozart, and the Spring Symphony of Robert Schumann. Figurative sculpture in bronze from January the 1st, 2018, perpetuates the late Alicia Alonso's Cubanness and universality. Located at the entrance of the Grand Theatre of Havana, an institution that since 2016 is named after the mythical dancer, the statue shows her raised on one leg as if floating in the air, and evokes a movement of the first act of Giselle, the summit of romanticism in dance. Hence, it's not a work of chance that the Cuban sculptor José Villa Soberón, National Plastic Prize, chose this classic to represent the figure, a figure possessing an artistic structure in which the hands of the bailarina were enlarged in relation to the proportion of her body. On one occasion, when Alicia visited the sculpture workshop of the Higher Institute of Art, ISA, where José Villa Soberón was working, he explained to Alicia, "You are always very expressive with your hands when dancing." Villa Soberón, who commented that it was a slightly daring sculpture because the dancer is supported on one leg, and he gave much importance to the effect that the piece has because of the relevance that, in his opinion, the artist's hands deserve. "And it is precisely Giselle that was the work that launched our Alicia to world fame. Premiered in 1841 at the Paris Opera, Giselle is one of the main titles in the repertoire of the National Ballet of Cuba. Emblematic of our culture and committed to its time and its people, Alicia Alonso reached the cusp of ballet fame inside and outside the country. Although recognized with important international decorations, she was always faithful to her Cubanness." Saying goodbye to prima ballerina assoluta in the great theater of Havana that was her home, the words of city historian Eusebio Leal are ratified once more when the statue was unveiled. He said then that the work became a tribute by the Cuban nation to one of its most outstanding daughters, who has placed the name of the country in the highest possible places. Alicia remains not only in the symbolic image, but in the heart and memory of the people to whom she gave her tenacious energies and whom she represented in more than 65 countries. This Delfonso Dance Cuba, LADC, will perform in Havana and Lima, with a show that covers music and many of the dances of the Caribbean country, the company has announced. Cuba Vibrates, it will be called. It has been presented in several stages of the world, including the National Auditorium of Mexico, with a capacity of 6,000 spectators. According to the director, teacher and choreographer, Liz Alfonso, the piece will be exhibited in the Avellaneda Room of the National Theatre of Cuba on October the 25th, 26th and 27th. Meanwhile, in mid-November, the company will arrive for the first time in the capital of Peru, where it will dance the same show at the Grand National Theatre. The work becomes a dance version of the successful musical Amigas, also acclaimed in theatres in the United States, Canada, China, Holland, Belgium and Turkey, just to name a few. LADC has been applauded in more than 200 cities around the world for the impact of its fusion style, agglutinator of elements of flamenco, ballet, contemporary dance, folklore, and folk dances. Through the fusion style and live music, the company achieves in Cuba Vibrates, a tour of those rhythms that have made history on the largest island of the Antilles since the 1950s to date. Therefore, the choreographies implicate cha-cha-cha, mambo, rumba and conga in perfect harmony with Latin jazz, swing, rock and roll and flamenco, amongst other styles. According to the teacher, the presentation becomes an appropriate and fun proposal for the whole family, which combines elegance, passion and dedication with the artistic, technical complexity of the choreographies. The Failde Orchestra will accompany the dancers on stage, whose communion with LADC this summer hit the island of Martinique in the Grand Cabaret Aimé César with a capacity of 900 people. At the close of each of the three shows provided, in addition to the applause, the public's heels flooded the place with a sign of maximum approval and in tune with the show's title. The Cinemateca of Cuba has launched a series of screenings in Havana in honour of the Italian filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci. The exhibition, scheduled until October the 26th, will offer and illustrate the work of the director, heir to the masters Pier Paolo Pasolini and Luchino Visconti. The cycle includes several examples of his extensive filmography, including his first feature film, The Barren Harvest, scripted by Pasolini, as well as The Strategy of the Spider, both films deeply rooted in the fascist past of Italy. Considered one of the great Italian cinematographers, Bertolucci received 4 times the Hollywood Academy Award with outstanding productions such as The Last Emperor of 1988, winner of 9 Golden Statuettes. Likewise, Bertolucci was awarded the Golden Lion in Venice for his lifetime's achievement, the Honorary Golden Palm of the Festival of Cannes, and he has been appropriated Grand Officer of the Order of Merit of the Italian Republic. If there is an important botanical garden in Cuba, it is the one near the city of Cienfuegos, which has a huge collection and is the oldest in the country. Occupying about 97 hectares, it's located about 15 kilometres from the city of Cienfuegos, known as the Pearl of the South, and is adjacent to the sugar mill Pepito Tey, on the road that leads to the town of Trinidad in the neighbour Sancti Spiritus province. It is the oldest and most extensive network of existing botanical gardens in the country, and the one with the most complete plant collection, unique of its kind in the Americas and other regions on the planet. These collections are focused on research on crop improvements and for export to third countries. It was declared a national monument October the 20th, 1989, and tourists constantly visit from all over. Founded in 1901 by the American businessman Edwin F. Atkins, who acquired at the end of the 19th century the sugar factory, then called Soledad de Muerto, the entrance is through an extensive row of royal palms, symbolic of the Cuban nation itself. The intentions of Atkins was to create a botanical research center that would allow him to improve the varieties of sugarcane in his possessions and obtain even more productive ones. At present, it is an entity of the Ministry of Science, Technology and Environment of Cienfuegos. Of the 97 hectares it currently has, 7 are of preserved natural forest, while it houses more than 1,417 species, and about 500 of them are unique specimens. In the setting of its almost all unique varieties, the collection of orchids with more than 400 species appears, that of bamboo with 23 species, and that of palms, wait for it, 280 different species. The plurality of palms has a very rare species, such as the sausage, the elephant leg, the walking tree, the monkey trap, names given by visitors before the different forms that the plant adopts. That extraordinary connection of tropical African palms, there is one that blooms every 25 years. It's considered one of the 10 most complete and important in America and in the world. Cubans and foreign tourists visit the Cienfuegos Botanical Garden in search of that jewel of the national greenery whose fame and scientific experience, given the rigour in the management of the plants, exceeds the natural borders. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup.